We now turn our attention to Tehillim 24, Tehillim Kapitel Chaf Dalet, which begins not Mizmor LeDavid, which is the phrasing that we're familiar with, but the opposite, LeDavid Mizmor. As Rav Hirsch points out, this is one of the few psalms which begin with the superscription LeDavid Mizmor instead of Mizmor LeDavid. According to Chazal, the title phrase Mizmor LeDavid shows that when David wrote this particular psalm, he did not do so for the purpose of raising his downcast spirit, but this superscription indicates a situation in which David was already filled with inspiration before and employed the medium of song only to express this enthusiasm. Hirsch goes further and states that although, as we pointed out in yesterday's capital, Chaf Gimel, that is universally considered to be one of the most powerful chapters of Tehillim. Rav Hirsch feels that it is this Chaf Dalet which is even more profound. In his words, the few verses of this brief psalm contain the most profound truths that any mortal lips were ever privileged to utter concerning the ways of God in the history of man. So that's a pretty solid recommendation by Rav Hirsch about this kapitel Tehillim. We are familiar, of course, with this kapitel because it is the Shir Shel Yom for Sundays, for the first day of the week, and the custom in many kehilos is to recite this kapitel Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur immediately after recitation of Shemona Esrei, with a special nusach, a special powerful melody. Well, let's look at the psukim again, mostly following Radak. LeDavid Mizmor, Radak quotes Chazal, who feel that this particular kapitel was written by David to be said as he was bringing the Aron, the Ark, into the Kodeshei Kodeshim, into the inner sanctum of the Beis Hamikdash. This was after David had brought it up to the mountain, to Har HaMoriah, and after God indicated to him exactly where the Beis Hamikdash would be constructed and where the Holy of Holies would eventually be. So David begins by acclaiming the sovereignty of God over the entire world. And he says, "LaHashem ha'oretz umlo'o," to God is the world and all that is in it, "Tevel v'yoshvevo," the world and all its inhabitants. Nevertheless, although the entire world is God's, as we see in Pasuk Aleph, and again in Pasuk Beis, but there is one place in this cosmos, one place in the universe, which is special and distinct. And that, of course, is the Har Hashem, the mountain of God, the Makom HaMikdash, the place of the Holy Temple. There's a distinction for Radak between Ha'oretz, the land, the earth, and Tevel, the world. For Radak, Oretz is Koleles Kol Ha'oretz. Oretz means what we would consider the universe. Bereshis Boro Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Es Ha'oretz. Tevel is a more limited term. Tevel means the inhabited places of the world, the Mikomos HaYishuv, the places where people live. And therefore, when David speaks of Ha'oretz, he speaks of Ha'oretz Umaloa, the world and everything that fills it, everything. Whereas when he speaks of Tevel, he only speaks of the Yoshvei Vo, the people who dwell there. We continue to Pasuk Beis. God saw to it that this world, this earth, was well provided for by oceans and rivers, which provide, of course, the source for the ultimate source for rain, for fertilization, for influencing the climates in a positive way. So therefore, David continues and says, "Ki hu al yamim yisodo," that God founded the earth upon yamim, upon oceans, va'al nahoros yichonaneho, and he established earth upon rivers, so that rivers are prevalent everywhere in the world. Continuing, this world, which is so large and so huge and which reflects God's power and omnipotence, is to be contrasted with the one place on earth, the Har Hashem, the Makom Kodesho, the place of His holiness, which is one distinct place and not a very large one at that. The question is, whereas the entire world is for everybody, for Yoshveva, for all the human race, indeed for all the animal kingdom, so who is the person who is privileged to go up and to stand in that special place? That's the question of Pasuk Gimel, and the answer is, it has to be a very special person, as we will see in Pasuk Dalet. But in Pasuk Gimel, the question is phrased, Mi ya'ale v'har Hashem, who will go up to the mountain of God? Umi yakum bimkom kodesho, and who will stand there? And the answer to this question, because obviously it is not appropriate that just anybody can go up to God's mountain, so the answer is, it has to be a person with three tichunot, three traits, three accomplishments. Number one, he has to be a person who is Niki Chapayim. He has to be a person who has clean hands, whose actions are pure, clean, and innocent. Uvar Levov. He has to be a person whose heart is pure, whose thoughts are pure. Not only his actions, his hands, but also his thoughts, his heart. And also, it has to be a person, not only whose mind and whose hands are pure and innocent, but a person whose mouth is innocent, whose speech is honest and genuine. Asher lo nosol lashov nafshi. It has to be a person who has never sworn in vain, never taken God's name in vain. Velo nishba lemirma, and a person who has never sworn deceitfully. There is a vort which I no longer remember to whom it is attributed, but whenever I say these words, whether it's every Sunday or on Rosh Yom Kippur when it's said out loud, I think of this explanation for Pasuk Gimel. Spiritually, often, we know this, each of us ourselves, we are moved by special things that inspire us. It could be a happy moment. It could be something wonderful that we observe or we are involved in. And at those moments, we go up a level or two or three. We are elevated. And that's easy. It happens to everyone. However, usually those experiences are short-lived. And in a short time, we fall back again. Each of us is uplifted, for example, Yom Kippur at Ne'ilah, and we reach a spiritual height inside ourselves, but in 10 minutes later, we're saying Mariv, and we slip down again. So the real kunst, so to speak, the real difficult challenge is not only to get up there, but to stay there. And this is the question in Pasuk Gimel. Mi ya'ale v'har Hashem, who will go up to the mountain of God? But that's an easy one. Lots of people can go up there. But the question is, Umi yakum bimkom kodesho, who will stand there? Who will remain there? Who will be inspired and remain inspired and not fall down the slippery slope so soon? And the answer to that is the person whose actions, thoughts, and speech are all innocent, who is comprehensively, thoroughly dedicated, not just in his speech, not just in his thoughts, but in his actions as well. A person who has never sworn deceitfully. Radak says that we're talking here of people who are permitted to swear, just not to swear dishonestly. Not to swear in vain, or not to swear sheker, not to swear in ways which are false. Because there is a mitzvah, Radak here follows Rashi and Chumash, who says that if a person reaches the level of Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro V'yososa Avod Uvo Sidbok, he fears God, he worships God, and he cleaves to God, then Uvishmo Tishoveya, then it is permissible to swear, to make a shvua, to do a mitzvah. As the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Kapitel Dalet, V'nishbato Chai Hashem Be'emes U'Bemishpot U'Vitzdoko, that he has sworn to do truth and justice and righteousness. It's a mitzvah to swear if you're a person at that madrega. And this person is not just below nishpa, because he can be nishpa, he can swear, but below nishpa lemirma. This person who is deserving of going up to the mountain of God, who is, has that special privilege, yisav rocho meyes Hashem, will take, can take, Radak says, Yisrael means Yikach. He can take a bracha. He will receive a bracha from God. Utsidoka me'elokei yisho. And he will take stoka righteousness from the God of his salvation. In the words of Radak, she'yitein lohem, God will give this special, select group of people who are deserving of going up to his mountain, he will give them birchoso, vitzitkoso, v'yoshiem mikol soro. He will give them brocho, yisav brocho, and he will give them tzedaka, utzedaka, and he will give them yeshua, yoshiem mikol soro. He will deliver them from all troubles. Eloke yisho. Now, who exactly are these people who will go up to the mountain of God, who are Nekicha Payim Uvar Levov? The answer to this is found in Pasuk Vav. Zeh Dor Dorshov. We're speaking of a generation which seeks God, a Jewish people who seeks God. Those are the ones who are privileged to go up to God's mountain. Mevakshei fonecha, they are the people who seek your face, Yaakov. They are the Jewish people. Sela, we know already what Sela means. It's the end of a stanza in the Tehillim, in the Kapitel. Now here again, we see something which is the theme in Tehillim, and that is the search for God. God is very difficult to find. The emphasis always is upon the search. Mesilas Yeshorim stresses this early in the work. Im tevakshenu hakesef uchamatmonim techapsenu. It's the search which brings about the purity of heart, which brings about the purity of mind, which brings about the innocence of action. It's the search. And the generation which is Dorshei Hashem, Mivakshei Fonov, they are the ones who are the special select group. Then David HaMelech says to the Kaviyochel, as a moshel, as a metaphor, to the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says to them, gates, Sheorim, look who I'm bringing you. I'm bringing you this select group of people, Nekichapayim, Uvar Levov, Dorshei Hashem, Mevakshei Hashem. I'm bringing them to you. Open up your gates wide for this group of people. Gemara tells us that Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Oron into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, but the gates would not open until... So that Shlomo had to say to the gates, Su'usha Orim Rashechem, open up, open up, open up for me. And of course the gate did not open for Shlomo. but only opened when Shlomo mentioned David, his father. So David turns to, in the first pshat, David turns to the gates and said, "For this group of people, open up. Su'ush orim roshechem, gates, open up your heads, your tops, the top of the gate. V'hinosu pischei olam, and let the doorways rise. Let them be wide open so that these people can enter. V'yavo melech hakavot, and let the King of Glory enter, the King who is associated with this group of people." Radak points out that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Har HaShem, are called Pischei Olam, which he interprets to mean eternal gates. Why? She'ad ato nosah oron mimakom lemakom. Until this point, the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark, was always wandering from place to place, from the desert to Gilgal, from Gilgal to Shiloh, from Shiloh the land of the Plishtim, from the land of the Plishtim to Beit Shemesh, from Beit Shemesh to Kiryas Yeorim, from Kiryas Yeorim to the home of Oved Edom, from Oved's house to Ir David. Now finally, the Aron is being brought to a place, Sheyihyeh Shom Li'olam, where it will be forever. And that's why it is called, the gates are called Pischei Olam. Again, a familiar phrase from Melachim Aleph, Chapitel Ches, Mochon L'Shiftecho Olamim. This is a place for God's Shechina forever, Beis Olamim. Now, following Radak, the gates ask the question. You're telling us to open up so that this Melech HaKavod can enter? Who is this Melech HaKavod? Mi ze Melech HaKavod. And the answer to that is, the Melech HaKavod is none other than God, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, the strong and mighty God, Hashem Gibor Milchoma, the God who is a war hero, a hero victorious at war. And then the question is repeated. Many pshatim as to why the pasuk is repeated. Radak falls back upon his usual approach that it's kefel inyan b'milot shonot. Just different words, same question, same idea repeated. But Radak also refers to Ibn Ezra, who says that the second pasuk is talking about the ultimate re-entering of the Beis HaMikdash, not the ones in the time of David, but the ones in the time of the final Goel, the final Moshiach. And again, David HaMelech is saying, don't only open the gates for me, for my son Shlomo, with the first Beis HaMikdash, but open them again for the ultimate Geula, the final Messiah, the final Moshiach. Su'u sh'orim roshechem, u'su'u pischei olam, v'yavo melech hakavod. It is a request for the second, or the ultimate entry of the Melech HaKavod into the Har HaShem. And here too, the gates respond and answer, Mi hu zeh Melech HaKavod? Who is this Melech HaKavod whom you want to come in to my gates? And here the answer is, Hashem Tzavokos. He is the God of hosts. It was not the terutz, not the answer the first time around in Pasuk Ches. Because now, following Ibn Ezra's pshat, Kol Tzivos Yisroel Yihyu Boim Lazeh Habayis. Everyone will return in the time of Moshiach. So it will be Tzivos, and that God, the God of Tzivos, the God of the multitudes, who Melech HaKavod Tzelah. He indeed is the God of glory. Notice that this, unlike Pasuk Ches, which is the response that God is the God of might and power and victorious at war, here in Pasuk Yud, there is no mention of war. And this fits very well into the Ibn Ezra's approach. The first Beis HaMikdash, the second two, obviously there were wars, combat, battles, didn't go easily. The ultimate re-entry, the return of the Melech HaKavod to the gates of his holy mountain will be without war. the words of Radak, Uluferush Hechochom Hanizkor, following the aforementioned Chochom, meaning Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra, Gibor Melchama is not mentioned this time around for the final Geula. Why? Because then Yishkenu lo vetach ve'ein lohem milchama. Then the Jewish people will be totally secure with no wars. V'lo yifchadu me'oyev. Then they will not need to fear the enemy. And you don't have to say the word Gibor Milchama, because then the Nevuah of Yeshaya, Capital Beis, will be realized. V'chitesu charvosom le'itim. They will beat their swords into plowshares. There will be peace. Ha'oret tishkot mikol mechoma. May that be speedily in our time, that the Ribono Shlom returns to his Beis HaMikdash, and there is no need for him to show the aspect of God, of Gibor Milchama, because we'll be past that point. There will no longer be a Milchama. Everything will be totally, totally peaceful. And so we come to the end of Perek Chof Dalet, Capital Tehillim 24.